Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, it's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yes, it's, you know, it's a nice chilly day, but not too bad here.
Right, it's Cyber Monday.
It's Cyber Monday.
So a lot of people might be doing some shopping online today.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, every day could be Cyber Monday. You could shop online every day.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But they seem to, or at least promote, that there are better deals online on Cyber Monday.
Yep, that's true. After the Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. You're right. So we always get questions to the MPA mailbox. What's that email address, Diana?
questions@askmpa.com.
Yeah, and so we have a question today from Renee.
Yeah.
Renee asks, what is the safest, most durable tablet that I won't have to be nervous letting my young child play with?
Ah.
Right, and my mom would say, one with paper on it.
Give him a crayon.
That's right, exactly. But we know you're talking about electronic tablet device. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we get a question about what tablets are most appropriate for children, we typically say the Kindle.
Yeah.
And that may surprise people. But to be frank with you, I think the iPad is an awfully expensive toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And things can happen to it. So we've got the Kindle. And like I said, the Kindle is pretty cost effective versus other Apple. And of course, the Microsoft brands are expensive too. The Surface, you know, pretty pricey. Additionally, they have just as many shockproof and safe cases that are kid-friendly.
Oh, that's really important because kids, you never know.
Right.
They just drop things on accident or they throw things on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Or they just beat something against a wall just for fun.
Oops, let's see what happens when we put it under the running water, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of cases. Amazon created the Kindle simply to make your life better and to be able to use their products easier. They actually, Amazon doesn't really make any money.
Wow.
On the Kindle, it is literally just a platform for them to be able to more easily sell their things and for you to be able to access their products, their e-products. So it's kind
of
a cool thing. It is interesting. And so really, it is made for you to be able to use it and abuse it.
And then that helps with their pricing because they're not looking to make money necessarily on it. That's not the goal of the product.
Right.
So they can keep their price lower.
Yeah. So your basic Kindle Fire, and this is not just the basic e-reader, but the Kindle Fire runs about $200 to $400. And there are also a lot of more advanced models that have better screens and features, but also come with a higher cost.
That's still a few zeros there.
Well, it is. I mean, geez, when I was a kid, I mean, you know, I remember asking my mom, you know, for something that cost $19.95.
Oh.
I mean, this was the 80s, mind you, but in 1995, and she was like, oh no, you know, that's too much for anything. So yeah, $200.
Times have changed a bit.
This does keep their interest. You know, it's different things happening all the time. You know,
and I mean, you can use it. I mean, the whole family can use it for lots of different things.
You know, I had an Etch-a-Sketch.
Ooh. Oh, see, that's the precursor to the
tablet. It is, but they still make Etch-a-Sketch, and I frankly think that it's more fun than
the
Kindle.
They're fun.
But that's just me. I don't, you know.
Did you ever see the magic copier?
Yes, I remember the magic copier. Yeah.
So draw on it and then print. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if you don't want to do the old-fashioned Etch-a-Sketch, I guess a Kindle would be good for your kids. And that's the best tablet. That's what we're recommending. So you can get them, of course, at most online retailers and, of course, Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And we have them, too, through MPA.
So. Yep, we have them as well at the office. So until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.